Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Rapper G-Eazy was busted for assault and cocaine possession, according to TMZ.com. He was arrested in Sweden after allegedly attacking a security guard and getting caught with cocaine. Sources familiar with the situation say the rapper was partying in a club after his show in Stockholm, Sweden, and was acting crazy. Several security guards approached him, asking him to chill out, but G-Eazy started to throw punches, striking one guard in the face several times. He was detained, and police allegedly discovered cocaine in the rapper's pocket. He was taken into custody on suspicion of assault, possession of narcotics, and use of narcotics. Several videos taken inside the club show G-Eazy partying with friends, including Halsey and rapper Sean Kingston. Sean Kingston? Moving on. So Meek Mill holds true to his word. He's teaming up with Governor of Pennsylvania for criminal justice reform. He's getting back to work, but not in the studio. He's taken to the streets of Philly with Pennsylvania's top dog, the governor, Tom Wolf, for a call to action event. It's including other special guests, but Meek Mill is definitely one we need to be talking about right now. He was just sprung from prison last week. He's been out and since then looking to get right back into the studio, but first he wants to fight for people who've been wrongly imprisoned. So that's a good look, right? So there's a petition to pull the plug from Kanye West's deal with Adidas. It started with a petition of over 5,000 signatures, and it reads, Care 2 wants to know if Adidas agrees with Kanye West that slavery in America was a choice. It is a bizarre interview with TMZ. Kanye said that he believed that black Americans chose to live in bondage for more than 400 years. For Americans, no matter what color you are, Kanye's diatribe on slavery was the last straw. And as many of the media have pointed out, West's words are not only wrong, they are dangerous. It goes on and on to say they are not supporting it and they want him pulled from the deal. Kanye and Adidas began working together in 2013. The company has yet to comment. I'm sure they will. Bill Cosby's been kicked out of the TV Hall of Fame. First off, I didn't know there was one. Second, wow. So that's bad news. This week, the Television Academy announced that they have removed the 80-year-old disgraced comedian from their Hall of Fame. His name was also removed from the list of honorees on the website, and a statue of his likeness will not return to the plaza after renovations are completed. Cosby has been a member since 1992. Earlier this month, he was found guilty of aggravated indecent assault. He faces up to 10 years in prison for each of three felonies he was convicted of. Sentencing is expected in the next 2 months. A judge in the trial confined Cosby to his Pennsylvania home until he is sentenced. Wow. Okay, so some good news. Let's end it on a good note. Jay-Z's Roc Nation is launching a TV division. The new division will be headed by Patrick Reardon, who is VP of Scripted and Unscripted TV. Prior to his move to Roc Nation, he was an exec VP at the now defunct Weinstein Company. He left the company in 2015 and will be responsible for building and running the TV department, focusing on developing and producing premium scripted and unscripted content. Now, if you're not familiar, Roc TV's recent TV and film projects include Spike TV's Time, the Khalif Browder story, upcoming Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story, and Roc Nation LLC is an entertainment company founded by Jay-Z back in 2008. Full service entertainment company doing big things for music, film, and television. Look at hip hop all grown up and whatnot.